Our first Bible reading, the Old Testament, is recorded for us in Ezekiel. God's Word says, "He said to me, 'Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you.' And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. And he said to me, 'Son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to nations of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, "Thus says the Lord God." And whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them." This is the word of the Lord. Our second Bible reading is recorded for us . These pages stick together. They're hard to turn, but I'll get it. Here we go. The epistle reading is recorded for us in 2 Corinthians. "I must go on boasting, though there is nothing to be gained by it. I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. On behalf of this man, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast, except in my weaknesses. Though if I should wish to boast, I would not be a fool, for I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain from it, so that no one may think more of me than he sees in me or hears from me. So to keep me from being too elevated by the surpassing greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given me in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being too elevated. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, but it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. Now Jesus went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon, and not And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty works there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He encouraged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. This is the gospel of the Lord. And let us join together and confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And we sing our next hymn, Christ our true and only light.
Those afar now hear your voice, and in your fold with us rejoice. Fill with the radiance of your grace the souls now lost in error's maze. Enlighten those who dark delusions hunts and blinds. gone astray, that they may find the saving way. Let every conscience sorrow pressed, in you find peace and heavenly rest. Shine on the darkened and the cold, recall the wanderers to your fold. Unite all those who walk apart, confirm the weak and doubting heart, that they with us may evermore such grace with wondering thanks adore.
In the front of our church, this church, we have two flags. One is the church flag, and the other is the American flag. Usually, not much attention is paid to that flag. It just kind of sits there. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. I don't know, but I think this is probably the first time that I've ever had a church service on the 4th of July. And to honor our flag and to honor our country, I wonder, are there any veterans out there? Please stand if you're a veteran. We have quite a few. Thank you for your service. And now let us stand, put our hand on our heart, and let us join together and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I'd like to dwell on these words from the Psalmody. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And from heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. Those words will be our text in the name of Jesus, dear Christian friends. As I said, that American flag sits over there in the corner Sunday after Sunday. Many times we don't even see it. It's just there. But on that flag, we have those red stripes, 7 in all, and we have those white stripes, 6 in all. And they stand for the 13 original colonies of our land. And we see on a field of blue the 50 white stars standing for the 50 states that make up our country. We became a nation a long time ago on July 4th, 1776. We are 245 years old. That's pretty old. None of us here are that old, are we? No, uh-uh. That's old. We've been around for quite some time. And God has something to say to you and to me and to our country. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the Bible has something else to say about this. Blessed is the nation or the people who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. We don't want to be around those kind of people, do we? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So as Christian people, we are all about the Word. We want to know what the Word has to say to us. And we want to live according to that Word, and we want to believe what that Word tells us. We are in the house of the Lord. This is the place where we hear the Word of God, and we hear the Word of God, and when we hear the Word of God, we are a blessed people. And we are blessed. Blessed as we obey the laws of God and the laws of our land. We're blessed when we get along with our neighbor. We are blessed when we take care of our property and take care of our needs. We are blessed when we come to God's house and into his presence to worship him. God's word tells us, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. I don't know about you, and my wife and I talk about this quite a bit. I don't think that previously, in years gone by, I had a great fear for our land. But today when you watch the news, you kind of tremble a little bit, don't you? You say, what in the world is going on now? Lots of bad news out there. Crime all over the place. And I know that if you'd go into the inner cities of many of our states, you wouldn't want to go there. And if you did go there, you might have a handgun under your seat. It's not safe. People are being killed left and right. And our southern border is like Swiss cheese. It's porous. It has all kinds of holes. And people are flooding into our land. And of course, that's against the law. But it doesn't seem like our government cares about the law. Just come on in. We'll take care of you. And that's not the way it should be. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I live in Oklahoma. Whoops. I'm glad you live in Kansas. You know, the middle of our country is relatively safe. I feel very safe and secure in Skiatook. And I'm sure you feel safe and secure here in the area of Coffeyville. And how good that is. Today, I think as never before, Christian people have a mission. They have a real mission to do what is near and dear to them. And what's near and dear to us? What do we hold on to? What is near and dear to us is our Christian values. What we are all about as God's people. We hold on to Jesus. Like down there in Perry County, Perryville, Missouri, when I was there, an elderly gentleman said to me, you hang on to Jesus like a cockle-burr hangs on in a horse's tail. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. You hang on to Jesus like a cockle-burr and a horse's tail. And so we are people that hang on. We're all about standing up for Jesus. We know He loves us. He loves each and every one of you. Poor, miserable sinners though we are, He loves us. Praise the Lord. He loves us. Can you imagine? How many of you would say, okay, I'm leaving this place and I'm going to the inner city of Chicago and I'm going to live there? You wouldn't do it for anything, would you? Now, can you imagine our Lord Jesus Christ leaving His high home in heaven, coming to this miserable, miserable place? Corruption, sin, all kinds of yuck going on. And He came here for people. He came here for you and for me. And He gave His very life so that one day the place that He left, we can go back to where He is. I used to live in Minnesota. You know, that's north of here, right? And in the wintertime, that's a cold place, let me tell you. It's a cold place. And you have to put up with snow a long, long time. Well, when I lived in Minnesota and everything was cold and white, I used to love to watch golf. And at that time of the year, the golf was being played in the southern states. And I'd look at those I like to play golf, by the way. And I look at those beautiful golf courses, all green. Wow, and people were warm. And the golfers were dressed in, you know, short-sleeved shirts. And the golf that I like to really watch, tournament, was the Masters. And I'd watch that. And this particular year of all, many times the Masters tournament would end on Sunday, Easter Sunday. And on this particular Easter Sunday, of all things, a German won it. Do any of you know who that German was? David Helmer. No. Bernhard Langer. Ever heard of him? He's still playing golf on the senior tour. And you know, he won it. And of course, after you win such a tournament, you're always interviewed. And this interviewer was asking him all kind of questions, and finally Bernhard Langer, he said, yeah, I really enjoyed winning this tournament, but he says, this is very special to me because today is the resurrection of my Lord and Savior Jesus. And that interviewer just about died. He didn't know what to do. But boy, did he change the subject in a hurry. He didn't want to hear about this Jesus thing. He didn't want to hear about this resurrection thing. No, people don't want to hear about that. People don't want to hear about the Word of God. But that's where we come in. We don't want to stop talking about Jesus and His story. Keep telling it. Keep talking. Keep letting people know that we're special. We're children of God and heirs of everlasting life. Our Savior Jesus lived during the time of the mighty Roman Empire. You know, that was a mighty empire. That lasted for a long, long, long time. Where is it now? Kaput. It's gone. It is no more. At one time it was said that the sun never sets on the British Empire because they had land all over the place. You know, we fought a war with them to get our independence. They had a land all over the place. And now today the sun just sets on little old island of England. Empires, they come and they go. Nations come and they go. And you know what? God's keeping an eye on our land. What does he see? What does he see? What he wants to see are Christian values. He wants to see Christian love. He wants to see people that believe and trust in him. When I was a pastor in rural Kansas, Bremen, ever heard of that place? Bremen? Rural church set on a hill, and they call it Hermansburg Hill. And when we would have the evening services, Lenten services, I'd go out of the sacristy there and the back steps, and I could see for a long ways off, and I could see all these headlights, these car lights, and I could see what they were coming to. They were coming to this church. That's what God wants to see. He wants to see people in cars on Sunday morning coming into his presence and coming into his presence with thanksgiving. He wants to see husbands and wives bringing up their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That is pleasing unto the Lord. We have a nation that celebrates Independence Day on July 4th. That's today, isn't it? Not with a parade of guns, not with tanks, not with soldiers who file by the White House and a show of strength and muscles, but with family picnics where children throw frisbees and potato salad gets iffy and the flies die of happiness. You may think you have overeaten, but it's patriotism. That was something that Irma Bombeck wrote quite a few years ago. She had a lot of wise sayings. Did I remember to do that? You know, when you get to this age, you forget stuff. So I got to check my pocket. I bet I forgot. But maybe I didn't. Oh, no, I didn't forget. Oh, yeah. We got a Kennedy half dollar. Hey, you know, half dollars, you just don't see them anymore, do you? Every time I go to the bank, I say, you got any half dollars? And I know what I'm going to get for an answer. No, we don't have any. But anyway, what does it say? In God we trust. Every person in our land carries money, change in their pockets. But do they trust in God? Do they believe? Do they love Jesus as Jesus loves them? May we be strong in the Lord and in his mighty ways. And may God bless each and every one of you. May God bless your church. And may God bless America. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.